Previously on the John Holmes Show.
And welcome. It is just the worst thing you've ever heard in the same week as Valentine's.
Well, I happen to know. Breeze. Paul Baker.
And Juliet did it with each other all night.
Nuzzling up behind you.
Over Birmingham. A time for couples to pre-drinks at Wetherspoons and then a butterfly. Napoleon and Josephine sitting next to the grave of Selco Builders Warehouse.
Two Corneliuses.
And on the other side of the world...
Who's on Homes with More?
Google it. Like the plural of the cheese and now double that, which is why we get Pancake Day. And then they went back to the Pope's place, pushing your music through the sodden earth.
Here we go. I'm going to press the podcast recording button.
Have you pressed it?
All right, here we go.
So here, consider changing your password. Your password will expire in 9 days.
Yes, it will,
days.
Actually. That's quite an interesting insight into my password.
What is your password?
Rotation. Well, if I
that's
told
a stupid
you that.
Rotation.
Yeah.
Right, it's the O as a zero.
Oh, very clever. Well, no.
Have we started?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sorry, I pressed the button, yeah.
It's the Radio X Weekend Breakfast Show. Podcast. That's the noise of intern Ronnie entering the studio.
Hello.
We are having a piss.
Yes.
You just wander off when we're doing the podcast.
No, before you did the podcast, and then the podcast happened before I got here.
We should have recorded the piss.
I didn't want to do that.
Okay. Fine. So, I bet there are podcasts that cater for that market.
Pisscast.
If there aren't, off air, off this recording,
yes.
I'm going to tell you a story about that.
About weeing on a podcast?
No. I do have the recording
of
a very famous person having a wee.
Do you?
Yes.
Why?
Yeah, that is the question.
Because, well, like I said, it's a long story.
Yeah.
And this person was wearing a microphone.
Oh, is it one of those, didn't know it was on type
And
things?
It was on. And this person went to urinate.
Where was it?
In this person's house.
Okay. I think I know who it is.
Yep. So, but I'm not going to tell you, it would be inappropriate to tell you that, of course. Although for a while it was my ringtone.
It's not the most inappropriate thing. Like,
it is.
Weeps.
It is.
Everyone
weeps. It is. It is.
Because you haven't told them, isn't it?
Oh, no, I definitely haven't told this person that that's the thing.
Is it him?
I'll tell you who it is. Ready? I just can turn the microphones off. Yeah. And I'll tell you who it was. That's who it was. And when that person passes, I think it would be a fitting tribute. And what that person would have wanted. Should I put that on the radio?
Now there's a new Iron Sky.
Will we again?
So it's the Radio X Weekend Breakfast Show podcast. And what's on it today, Cornelius?
Hi,
Cornelius,
John.
Who has the same name twice, we discovered on the show this week.
Yeah.
Will that be on there? Will that
name
explain?
Name chat will be on there.
Yeah. A game of Bandor, which involved the, yeah. The post-name chat.
He was good, Cornelius, wasn't he?
Yeah.
first time we said that on this show.
We log into the cultural zeitgeist.
Thanks, I can't wait for that.
You got heckled, didn't you?
I got heckled.
Oh, yeah, you got heckled.
At a charity war child gig.
Yes.
By some drunken dick. As you'll hear.
I think that's a bit harsher. I'd call him a legend.
Yes.
A hero.
Anyway, that's going to be on it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that girl you got off with, does that get mentioned at all?
No.
Did you get off with two girls this week?
In one night.
In one night?
No, not in one night.
In one night.
Who's the first?
I can't say their names.
Was it her?
Was
it her off Heart Street Team again?
No.
Player.
Guys, when you've signed up to the showbiz lifestyle, I've signed up to. It's just how it goes. Just a normal Tuesday evening.
Were you practicing on your mum again?
Oh, what are you doing? kissing.
Your mum taught you kissing, didn't she?
No.
Yes, you did. You told us that before.
No,
you said you went to her age 22 with a knowledge of how not to kiss, and your mum taught you to French kiss. You said that. She did. You said she was a bit drunk, and you thought you'd ask her, and then she French tongued you to teach you how to do it. That's what you said.
None of that is true. What horrible thing to do.
That is wrong.
It's worse than Ronnie pissing.
No, that was involved at one point.
I was going to throw a water bottle, but it has water in it, so it would have been quite heavy. So I chose not to.
Water?
That's not water, yeah. Why is it yellow?
Yellow.
What else is in the podcast? That was enough now.
Yeah, that'll do.
All right, fine. Any other business? Anyone got anything?
Any other business? I think no. Oh, no. I went to see Sum 41 this week, and I said they'd give them a shout out, so here it is.
What, Sum 41 are going to download this podcast?
Babes. I went for dinner with one of them for pizza.
Which one?
The guitarist.
Right.
It's called Dave. Lovely man.
Right. And he's going to download this, is he?
I don't know, John. It's just nice to be nice.
What pizza does Dave from Sum 41 enjoy? Let's have an insight into the showbiz lifestyle.
And into deep pan pizza, John. Oh, do you actually want to know?
Yes.
All right. Actually, Dave did not have a pizza. He had a salad.
Hey.
Isn't that impressive?
That's very impressive.
Went to a pizza joint.
These rock stars nowadays.
Which high-end pizza joint?
We went to Pizza East, but in Kentish Town, because okay. The gig was at the Forum, so more of Pizza North. Really.
Now you've mentioned that, do we get free pizza?
It's very much worth Cornelius sending the podcast to the good people of Pizza East. And then we could go.
I've heard that pizza's horrible, though.
Well, don't say that.
You idiot.
Absolutely disgusting.
You idiot.
It's really nice pizza. I had a lovely time.
Really? I ate there once, got sick. So I'll send it over, yeah?
you're just talking yourself out of free pizza, you idiot.
Were you sick in your mum's mouth?
Here's the podcast.
Oh, Professor Stephen Hawking. That's right. He tells a joke on the programme, doesn't he? The setup to a joke. And then in many ways, he does the punchline. Not in many ways, just in one way. He does the punchline. He
says it.
Here on the podcast.
In one tone.
And it's a bit, what's it like? It reminds me of something.
Oh, wait. Pizza. Is it pizza?
No, it's a lollipop from the yesteryear.
Oh, isn't it?
When you had the joke on the... but you could do it with pizza, couldn't you? If you think about it, you could write the setup to a joke. They should bring that back. The setup to a joke.
On the, yeah.
You spell it out in...
Toppings.
Pepperoni.
Thank you. Yeah, maybe. Spell it out. Yeah. And then you have to lick
it off.
And then written on the base in biro... is the punchline to the joke.
Or not even
so,
barrow,
lick
in
out,
like
so you have to lick it. It's not like sucking it off.
Yeah.
It's licking it out. You have to lick out the middle. If the pizza's got a raised crust,
yeah.
You have to lick it out, don't you?
Yeah.
To get the...
Just don't look at me. Just
what?
Play the podcast.
That's not your job, mate.
Yeah.
Somebody say it, please.
It, please.
Hey, it's Professor Stephen Hawking set up to his joke.
What's got two legs and leaves?
And the punchline to that will be available... if you lick out the podcast.
Here it is.
John Holmes.
Radio
X.
Radio X.
You open the door and you step inside. This is your life. Good to the last drop.
It doesn't get better than this.
Doesn't get any better than this.
Radio X.
At John Holmes.
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
It's
not a seminar. It's a weekend retreat.
John Holmes.
Radio X.
Yep. Welcome back, Mr. Holmes.
Thanks. Yeah, whatever. Yeah, shut up.
Radio X.
Here we go then, good morning, welcome, it is Saturday morning, weekend breakfast, radio. And I am John Holmes, and well on the programme, oh, stop it, get on, stop it, I can't carry, don't shine a laser in my eyes.
Why not?
Don't shine, that really hurt.
Got a laser.
Have you learned nothing from the news? You shone a laser in my eyes while I'm trying to start a...
What else am I supposed to do with this laser?
Now I'm going to have to turn back and start again, the plane.
Back home. Go back to the start.
Oh, here we go.
And you open the door and you step inside. This is your life.
Good for the last drop.
Doesn't get any better.
Stop it.
Doesn't get any better than this.
Radio X. John Holmes.
Yeah.
John
Holmes. Yada, yada, yada.
This is a seminar.
This is a weekend retreat. Get on with it, man.
John Holmes.
Yeah.
Radio
X. Welcome back, Mr. Holmes.
Welcome back, Mr. Holmes. D-O-X, yes, we know, right? Radio X. Right, hello then, good morning, it is Radio X, welcome! I am... Ah, Dave, stop signing! What are you doing?
Dave!
I'm trying to start... take off, I'm trying to take off from the programme and then shine in the laser. That's dangerous.
It's fine.
If you're not read the... It hurts the eye.
You can cope.
I can't, it's dangerous to fire a laser pointer at a radio show. Don't you know that? I'm going to have to turn back and start again.
Sorry, mate. Sorry, I just didn't realise the sort of distraction it had caused.
It hurt my eyes. Yeah, turn around and start again.
And you open the door and you step inside. This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
Radio X.
Radio X. John Holmes. In the seminar, isn't it, weekend?
John Holmes. Radio X.
There. Welcome back, Mr. Holmes.
Thank you.
Radio. Right, good morning, welcome. Oh, Dave!
Dave!
Radio X. Good morning, then, and let's talk cultural zeitgeist. Says the boss. You talk about the news, John, don't you? Talk about the politics, but you're not in touch with the cultural zeitgeist. Hey, I am, right? Because I've watched the Twitter and that. And I saw that Adele, you know, the Grammy Awards were this week, weren't they, of course?
Yes.
And there was a performance by Adele. Other computers are available. And apparently it was all out of tune and badly. So there was something wrong with the sound or something.
Actually,
there was
a problem. I heard the clip, but on Twitter everyone was a bit like, yeah. "Oh, it sounded terrible, Adele."
Yeah, Adele's got a wonderful voice and she performs very well. And she was discovered by John Kennedy, so this is technically his fault. And apparently, it just sounded
imagine it was that bad though. Adele's good, isn't she?
Yeah, but apparently it was all this on Twitter, so it must have been awful. Mm. But anyway, I didn't hear either, so I've got a clip of it for us. This morning. What's the song called that she was doing?
All I Ask, I think it was.
All I Ask. Oh, okay, well, this is what happened at the Grammys. Mm-hmm.
Sounds fine so far, doesn't it?
Absolutely fine, yeah.
I will leave my heart at the door.
She's a little bit
out. I won't say a word. They've all been said before, you know. So why don't
It's still trademark Adele.
Just play pretend.
I can't really hear.
Like we're not scared of war.
Maybe she had a sore throat or something. Or
scared of having nothing there.
There's something. I feel quite unfamiliar.
Look, don't get me wrong. I mean,
it's still beautiful. It's still beautiful and like a songbird.
Yeah, I think everyone's just being too critical.
If this is my last night with you,
I think I know what it is.
Didn't she say something dropped on the piano or something that affected the sound?
Just a friend.
Oh, there it is.
Give you a memory I can use.
Well, it's recognisably Adele.
Take me by that.
Do you know what it is? I think I know what it is.
Go on.
It sort of feels like. I mean, she's very normally polished and rehearsed normally.
Yeah.
Sort of. If you listen carefully.
Yeah.
It's like she hasn't really learnt the song ever at all.
I like the bit that she sang
really high, didn't
I don't know.
And when the piano dropped out.
It's already in.
And then
she often does it in French as well, doesn't she? For the Grammys.
Und in Schule my eyes they speak for me.
And then then what probably went wrong was that she was hopping on one leg as she was trying to sing. Do you remember? Yeah. See that at the Grammys?
And since you've not the only one that matters.
But it was still in French, wasn't it, at the time?
Your Mabel Adele
I honestly don't know what's wrong with that. That was Adele at the Grammys. That was absolutely fine.
Fine, guys.
John Holmes. Radio X. Radio X.
Okay, here we go then. Eyes down for Saturday. Weekend breakfast on Radio X, a radio station which uses its urine to mark its territory, and whose night vision is 6 times better than humans. The marks on its forehead closely resembling the Chinese character for king. Oh, no, sorry. No, sorry, hang on a minute, wait a minute. That's, that's not Radio X, is it? That's a Bengal tiger of, Radio X, Bengal tiger. I always get those two mixed up. I've mixed up Radio X with a Bengal tiger again, I've done it.
It's getting weary now, mate.
Sorry, hang on a minute, it's a Radio X. Radio X. Radio X. Oh, here we go. Radio X, guitar-based music and fresh rock.
There. That's it.
Moyles urinates to mark his territory. Well, you can see why I was confused.
Radio X. John Holmes.
X.
The haters gonna hate.
The haters gonna hate, 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 hate.
Because it's time for this morning's edition of Condescending. If you have not heard it before, it works very much like this. Our paid intern, Con, is now waiting in a lift somewhere in the Radio X building in London's fashionable London. Armed with all of the haters' texts and tweets that we've had come in over this morning and indeed yesterday, he reads them out, travelling from floor 6 to ground, in a feature we like to call condescending. And he should be at the other end of this radio microphone. Hello, Con, can you hear me?
Hello, John.
Hello there.
Hi.
What lift have you chosen this morning to read out these haters' things from?
Well, I've gone right to the other side of the building, to G-Lift 7, and I'm currently by the legal team.
Legal team, G-Lift 7.
G-Legal.
G-Legal. G-Legal. And I understand that the lifts here in this building play out various radio stations that we share a building with. They play out the likes of Heart, of Smooth, of Capital Extra.
Yes.
And others. What I wonder, is G-Lift 7 playing this morning? Let's have a listen as you hold the microphone up to the speaker.
Ooh. Okay.
Is that Heart? Is it Capital? What's that?
Could be cut off.
I'm not sure yet. I've only heard this song.
Okay, fine.
Could be either, John.
It sounds a bit Capital to me.
I think it's probably Heart.
Is
it? Honest.
Oh, right.
Yeah. It's a bit old for...
Okay, fine.
Capital.
Are we all? So, Con, you'll be reading them out from the lift. Are you ready to go?
Yes, yes, John.
Here we go.
Okay, so Mel texted in, the worst thing about the John Holmes show is John Holmes. at Cal Hart Girl tweeted yesterday, don't know what the F at Radio X have just been doing for the last 5 minutes, but please just get on with your lives. Samantha on Twitter.
Oh, that's where you found her. Oh, I see.
She says, turning on Radio X is like, and hearing John Holmes is like going to the supermarket and forgetting to take carrier bags. Lynn says, if I had suitable access to it, I'd pour lava in my ears every time I heard John Holmes. And Gary in Northampton texted, it surprises me to hear that people listen to John Holmes as much as it surprises me when people haven't seen Die Hard. You give away meat on Radio X. I hope it cooks well in the flames of hell when you go there. That's from a mild-mannered vegetarian. Tom in from Andover tweeted, I've heard about a radio face, but at ConMend has got a writer's voice.
that's you, by the way.
Yeah, yes. So thank you, John. Yeah. And finally, someone texted, great to see Radio X doing their bit for the environment, putting John Holmes on Weekend Breakfast and encouraging people to turn off their radios.
The haters gonna hate.
Radio X. John Holmes.
Oh, you put your vote in, you take your Brexit out, in, out, in, out, shake it all about. You announce a referendum and you turn around. That's what it's all about. All together, all to the referendum. All to the referendum. All to the referendum. EU Brexit, rah, rah, rah.
Radio X.
And if that doesn't help you decide, nothing will.
Radio X. John Holmes. Radio X.
It is time for this week's edition of Vernon K. Master. That's right. It's nobody's favourite quiz. Radio's least popular quiz, where persons of presenting note are quizzed as to their knowledge of Radio X's mid-morning weekday presenter, Vernon Kay. This week, having a crack at it, is none other than Gold's Tony Dibbin. Good morning, Gold's Toby Dibbin.
Good morning. How are you, John?
Very well, thank you.
I could call you Dave.
Call me what?
You call me Toby, I'll call you Dave.
All right, fine. Did I say Toby? Did I say Toby? Did I?
I thought you said Tony.
Hey, I don't know. Look, it's early in the morning.
Sorry, John, I'm in Costco.
What?
I'm in Costco. Okay. Stocking up on nappies.
You're in Costco?
Yeah.
This is the weirdest scenario ever. Okay, live from Costco. It's the Classic Gold Roadshow. With Toby Dibbin. So, Tony, before we enter the world of quiz, let's find out a little bit about Tony Dibbin and his life's work. What can you tell us?
I spent 21 years in radio, and I currently host the breakfast show on Radio X's sister station, Gold.
Yeah,
and we play all the oldies.
Yeah, so it is our sister station, you're right. And occasionally, when Gold is out, I go upstairs and go through its pant drawer. To sell to my friends at school. What? Who hasn't done that? What? It's just me, isn't it? It's just me,
just
right?
You, John.
Okay, fine.
No, it is just you. It really is.
Okay, fine. Okay, fine. I'm entrepreneurial, that's all. Let's find out how much you know about Vernon Kay. Do you? I mean, what's your knowledge of Radio X's Vernon Kay like, Tony?
Well, it's pretty slim, in all honesty. But the other day, I did get away. So I walked past your studio.
Yeah.
I think it was last Thursday, and I got a wave. I don't, to be fair, think Vernon Kay has any idea who I am.
Mm.
So I just waved back because I didn't want to let him down.
Yeah, it might not have been a wave. It might have been. He has got a twitch, hasn't he?
Yeah, could have been, to be honest with you.
It might have been
quick,
quickly. Sometimes he just he just flicks like that, and you just don't know what so you just know what's going on, to be honest with you. Spasmodic movements. Anyway, who I think are playing on John Kennedy's show on Monday night. So, look, stay there in your branch of Costco because we're going to play a tune and then come back and play this week's Vernon K. Master with Tony Dibbin off of Gold.
Radio X. John Holmes.
X. And here we go, piling headlong into your day. Taking a leap not into the dark like David Cameron imagines an exit from the EU would be, but instead leaping into the gap in your day between now and 10 of the clock. Stay or leave. The choice, the listening choice is yours, but do bear in mind, we have negotiated that the children of EU migrants living overseas can only listen to Radio X after 7 years, and that we've put an emergency brake on this show menu. See? But it will only actually come into effect when there are exceptional levels of Florence and the Machine. That and the X's and O's song by L. King, who regular listeners will know I am a fan of, not least because her name sounds like an expletive. L. King! Although not as much as if you say it the other way round. There you go.
Radio X. John Holmes. Radio X.
I also saw Frank Turner live on Wednesday night in London's fashionable Camden area, where he was playing a tiny little venue for War Child, of course, as part of the all the Passport to the Brits week's gigs. And it's fair to say that I was asked to introduce Frank Turner to the stage in front of a... a receptive crowd who were all there for charitable reasons. Everyone entered a draw and they got they paid to do so, and this raised a lot of money for the very good cause of War Child. Now, it wasn't just me there, though. Paid intern Cornelius, came with, came with, didn't you?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, it's fair to say, I'll tell you what it was. It was a Radio XC style teaming outing, right? Okay. And and whenever we go to these things, Cornelius always, while drunk, right, out of his sort of Brillo head mind, says, this would be a good idea. Why don't we record something for the show?
Every time, doesn't it?
Every single time.
We should record something for the show. Why?
And we always, yeah, what are we going to do?
Being an idiot.
Yeah, and he goes, no, I'll do something for the show. and we had to say no, because he's an idiot.
Yeah.
So, and a drunk one at that. However, I stepped onto the stage to introduce Frank Turner and to talk about War Child and so on and so forth. And as I stepped onto the stage, it's fair to say there was a heckler.
I'm starting to put two and two together and wonder who that heckler might have been.
Well, it might have been a drunk Cornelius, who
I'll record something for the show. This will be hilarious.
Up to this point, I didn't even know he was there.
Right, okay.
And then this happened. Ladies and
very good. Yeah, Shet mentioned earlier, you watched The Hobbit. I'm the Hobbit from that film. It's wandered in by accident. Very funny, thanks.
Where's Chris Miles?
Shut up, Chris Miles.
So thanks, Con, for that. Yeah,
fun.
Started off with just height-based abuse. Just saying, where's Chris Miles? And then I had to introduce Frank Turner. He was just staring at Cornelius with horror. You know, they eject this drunk guy before I start singing. It's going to be a disaster.
John Holmes, Radio X.
Next, you will hear the noise of Tony Dibbin out of off of Gold. Hi, are you still there, Tony?
I'm still here, and this is my day off, and you've caught me shopping.
That's
on
right.
A Saturday morning.
What does what does a Tony Dibbin buy in Costco on a Saturday morning?
Well, I have a 2-year-old, so he needs nappies, wipes, and various all kinds of stuff like that. I have a 13-year-old, so she's now in charge of the trolley while I'm talking to you. Okay. So when I go back into the store, heaven knows what she will have bought.
Wow. This is good. Well, we'll try and rattle through it as quickly as we can. And what you're trying to do is score some points. Previous players of this quiz include Capital Radio's Dave Berry. He scored
some points.
Kat Shube from Capital scored
some points.
Somebody last week from
Pete Allison
from
Capital Yorkshire's Drive Time Show
scored
some points.
Previous to that, some bloke from
Tom Campbell
from Heart North East
scored
some points. And Jigs off of Capital Extra.
Jigsy off of Capital Extra.
What did he get again?
Some points. So, Tony, all to play for, providing your definition of all is some points.
I will do my very best to get some points for you.
You will get three questions about Vernon Kay. They're mostly A, B and C answers. So here we go with this week's edition of Vernon Kay Master. Question number one, Tony. Classic stop-motion movie based on an ancient Greek myth news now. And this week, give or take a couple of years, sees the anniversary of the release of the classic stop-motion classic movie based on an ancient Greek myth, Vernon Kay and the Argonauts. It tells the story of a heroic mid-morning presenter, Vernon Kay, who sets off on a quest from Radio X in search of the Golden Hour, the mythical Simon Bates Radio 1 feature from the 80s. On his adventure, Vernon faces many dangers, such as being attacked by the animated skeletons of evening presenter Phil Clifton and being pounded into the ground by the enormous clanking statue of Paul Gambaccini. But Vernon Kay and the Argonauts isn't the only radio-based ancient Greek myth. Name the other one. Is it A, the story of the Wogan horse? The Greeks built a giant wooden effigy of the late Terry Wogan and hid inside it in order to gain access to the city of Troy.
Is it B, the legend of Pandora's box? The Capital Radio's presenter's box, when opened, allows all the evils of the world to spill out. Which includes a tight rotation of Justin Bieber songs. Or is it C, Sinbad and the Eye of the Tiger? Who I think present the breakfast show on One Extra or something. Don't really know. Is it A, B or C?
Purely for the description alone, I'm going for B, Pandora's box.
Is the right answer, very good and strong. Topical demonstration news now. And this week at the BAFTAs, you remember last Sunday, some diversity people waved banners at BAFTA people because not enough grizzly bears were nominated for the role in The Revenant or something. But historically, radio has always been a hotbed of protest, as Vernon Kay himself, you'll remember, was at the forefront of presenters' rights when in 1910 he burned his headphones in the street and then presented an episode of ITV's Family Fortunes in front of the King's Horse at the Derby. leading to the death of the computer Mr. Babbage, who was trampled under its hooves. But this wasn't the only radio presenter uprising in history. Which other one is the correct answer to this question? Is it A, the night of the Janice Long Knives? The overnight Radio 2 DJ murdered her own production team as she and Annie Nightingale from the Radio 1 regime carried out a series of political extrajudicial executions. Was it B, the Radio 1 Roadshow live from Tiananmen Square? Where where a lone student protester stood in front of Dave Lee Travis to try and stop him from groping anyone. Was it C, the Bob Harris Countryside Alliance marches, where protesters gathered to support rich people who want to hunt Radio 2 country music presenter Bob Harris with dogs? Is it A, B or C?
I'm going to go for C, please.
The Bob Harris Countryside Alliance is the right answer. That's very good.
Yeah.
Question number three. It's a music question. Have a listen to this. Oh, it was, of course, 99 Red Balloons by the notoriously hairy, armpitted, numerical party inflatable enthusiast, Naina. Here's your unrelated question.
Thanks.
The gradual rise in seawater acidity is weakening the shells of mid-morning radio presenters, such as Radio X's Vernon Kay, making them vulnerable to predation and damage from oceanic movements. Many semi-popular disc jockeys produce protective shells and exoskeletons from calcium carbonate from seawater, but higher CO2 concentrations absorbed into seawater from the environment is making the broadcasters weaker against predators such as crabs and other STDs. Here's your question. Name five famous seas. Five famous seas.
Oh, tell what, the actual seas you want?
Ooh, no clues.
Okay. I never know which way this is going to play with you. I could go like the Mediterranean, the North Sea. The Irish Sea.
Okay, good. I'm going to put a time on you, though.
I need another sea. The Red Sea, the Dead Sea. Yeah. And some other sea.
Right, well, let's see what I had written on the card. I said name five famous C's. I had Sick Steve, the scruffy musician. I before E, except after.
Oh, yeah, it was an obvious choice.
The Welsh town of Angle.
Yeah.
Mun.
Yeah, we're not saying that.
And hepatitis. Producer Dave, now he's looking for some points. He's looking for some points. How many points do we think Tony Dibinoff of Gold got in Vernon Kaymaster?
I'll just check the system.
Sometimes takes quite a while to check the system.
Okay, so I'll just start queuing at Costco now. It'll be about the same amount of time. Wow, it really does take time.
Dave, you've checked the system. What? What were the? What? What's the score in the system?
John.
Yes, Tony Dibbin.
Tony Dibbin has scored.
Some gold. Has scored.
Some points.
Congratulations, Tony! Yay! He scored some points! Woo! That was this week's edition of Vernon K. Master.
John Holmes.
Radio X.
Radio X News.
At exactly 9 o'clock, Sunday morning, Radio X Weekend Breakfast. Hello, I'm John Holmes. Lindsay's got the news.
West Brom boss Tony Pulis has described, has described his player Chris Front being hit in the face by a queen as barbaric. You weather, sunshine and showers in Scotland today, rain in the north of England and drizzle for the rest of England and Wales. Highs of 13 degrees from Global's newsroom for Radio X.
I'm Lindsay Hume. Hume, let the news out! Hume, 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 Hume! Hume, let the news out! Hume, 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 Hume!
That's delightful,
thank you.
Radio X. John Holmes.
I know that producer Dave learned an interesting fact this week, and he said, I'll share it with you, and he hasn't yet. So I thought I'd give you the opportunity to share it, not just with me, Dave, but with the six people that listen to this, of whom are in this room.
Dear listener.
How do you know it's broadcastable?
I don't, which is why I put you on the spot, as I believe.
No, actually, it is broadcastable.
In that case, I'm not interested. Here's Blink-182. Oh, no, wait. Go on.
I learnt Cornelius's middle name this week.
Cornelius, for those not in the know, is our paid intern.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Cornelius. So he... But now, before we start that, we should... You know, his name is Cornelius. I mean, it's already bad.
Yeah.
Exactly. His surname is Mendes.
Mm.
Cornelius Mendes.
Now he has two middle names, okay?
Do they make him sound more or less like a drug dealer that he normally sounds like, with the name Cornelius Mendes?
Make him sound like a confused drug dealer.
Excellent. Two middle names.
So the first of his middle names was given to him at birth, and the second one is his confirmation name, which I believe he chose himself.
Yeah.
And this is the name.
14, church. You get confirmed.
Are you of religion?
Well, I didn't really want to be, but my parents made me.
Are they of religion?
Well, not anymore.
Okay, fine.
So Cornelius James something Mendes, that's his name.
Well, James is fine. I mean, what they've done there, they've realised the error of their ways with Cornelius.
Yep.
For the only other Cornelii that are even out there are, of course, Cornelius Lysett, off of horse racing.
Such a niche Cornelius.
Cornelius. And Cornelius the Ape, off of Planet of the Apes. Yeah. They are the only other Cornelii that there are. So they took Cornelius, thought, oh dear, we've ruined his life.
Yeah.
So we'll offset that with a James. Plain old James. Just James. No nonsense, no messing about. James.
Mm-hmm.
Fine.
And some of the blame must lie at Cornelius' feet, because he could have called himself CJ or something.
CJ Mendes.
Yeah, that's a good name, isn't it?
CJ Mendes and his best friend Bear. It's like BJ McKay from the television series BJ and the Bear, where the bear was a chimpanzee from the early 80s. BJ McKay and his best friend Bear.
Sheriff Lobo was on.
Sheriff Lobo.
So what is Cornelius' other middle name? I hear you cry.
What's Cornelius' other middle name?
What do you think? I'm going to give you the opportunity to guess.
Out of all names?
Yes.
Sebastian?
No.
Sebastian. Ermintrude?
No.
Cressida?
It's worse.
Ronnie?
Hey!
It's better than that.
Oh.
Dolores?
Bearing in mind, he chose this himself, okay?
Dolores.
No.
I literally am going to take too long doing that, as I think we all know. So,
you are working with a man.
Yes.
That goes by the name of.
Yes.
Cornelius James.
Yes.
Cornelius Mendes.
It's true.
So crap they named him twice. What? So you.
I chose it, says my confirmation.
Well, it was already confirmed, wasn't it? It was already on your...
Yeah, I know. I already knew how to spell it, so it was...
You were 14, ideal. You said.
Yeah, yeah.
Come God! Cornelius James Cornelius.
It's on my passport and everything.
What was his under occupation? Idiot.
Idiot, idiot.
Wow. Wow. I mean, that's the laziest thing I've ever heard in my life, I think. That's so...
Yeah. It's good though, isn't it?
No. Are you like Boutros Ghali? Is that what? Is that like? Is that where you took your inspiration from? What's your name? Cornelius Mendes. Why don't you just change James to Cornelius as well and have three Cornelii?
I could do that.
What's your name? Cornelius Mendes. Then it's so crap it becomes cool again, in my opinion. It's odd as well, because whenever I look at you, it's another C word that comes to mind. I don't know what.
Clever.
What?
Clever.
No.
Radio X. John Holmes.
X. Friend of the show, as you will know if you are an regular listener, is of course the High Priest Vexen Le Crowley. From the Temple of Mephistopheles in Hendon. He is a friend of the show. He pops by over a weekend to share with us an anecdote from his life and then tenuously links it to something he believes in a spiritual way. Much like any pause for thought style feature on the radio. Radio 2 have one, of course, don't they? Radio 4 have a thought for the day on the Today programme. And religious types of all bents come in and share their beliefs. There's a gap in the market, and that's people who believe in the devil. They don't turn to crop up on Radio 2 and Radio 4, but we're an equal opportunities employer at Radio X, of course, so this is the home of Satanists. So here he is, the High Priest Vexen Le Crowley, with his thought for the day for Satanists.
Good morning. Our satanic village hall that's attached to our dark temple has been a hive of activity recently as rehearsals are underway for our Amateur Dramatic Society's annual performance. After much debate, and the choosing of the piece often causes a few ripples, let me tell you, this year's musical, I'm pleased to say, will be the Andrew Lloyd Webber and Tim Rice classic Evita. And I'm honoured to have been chosen to play the part of Juan Perón. Now, you don't need me to tell you that these events always rely on teamwork. People giving up their own time and pitching in, trying to do the best job they can, often in stressful circumstances. Which made me think, Satan is a lot like that, isn't he? For the evil pit beast spills torment wherever he goes, regardless of the setting. And in this theatrical environment, tempers are no doubt running high. And if we can be sure of anything, it's that the beast of loathing will be waiting, looking for a conduit to perform his foul deeds and ruin the product of such love and dedication. And that is why, in a proactive move inspired by he who diseases all society, I decided to turn up blind drunk on the first night and embarked on a tour de force of unprofessionalism, which took the form of destroying props, insulting my fellow performers and technicians, fighting with audience members, forgetting my lines, and farting the entire finale. I've been asked not to show up for the final two performances, so I've booked tickets instead and will be bringing a basket of urine-soaked boiled eggs with me, for all must destroy, from the most venerated performer to the lowly bystander. The local paper gave me 4 stars, by the way. And that should give us all something to think about.
The High Priest, Vexen Le Crowley, with his thought for the day for Satanists.
Radio X.
John Holmes. Radio X.
There she goes. There she goes, look, to win some meat. Look, there she is. There she goes, Cornelius Mendes. By the way, other Cornelii include, says David in Knutsford, Father Cornelius from the film The Fifth Element. And there's another one, Professor Cornelius Ampleforth. Hashtag more Corneliuses than you can shake a stick at. Right, sorry, Opti.
Cornelius.
It's the plural of Cornelius. Everyone, every fool knows that. You can win some meat. Not you, Cornelius. No. But you, my friend, are in the running to win some meat. It's beef, chicken or lamb. It is a genuine thing. It does genuinely come to you. But first, you have to... you have to enter the thing, don't you? So I should probably tell you how to do that.
Yeah, do that.
I'll do that, sure. I text the word band.
Very good.
And your own name. Not if it's Cornelius. To 83936. The word band, followed by your own name, to 83936. You will be picked at random, quite possibly. Yes?
If there is a Cornelius listening, though, yes. Definitely enter. That'd be good.
Yeah, and you.
Oh, if there's a genuine Cornelius, of course. Yeah, but it's picked at random, Dave, so. Yeah. Doesn't matter. Unless a whole load of Cornelii enter, and you just pick a random Cornelii from the list of Cornelii that enters the competition to win the meet.
Everyone who enters, pretend your name is Cornelius.
That's a good idea, isn't it?
John Holmes. Radio X. Radio X.
I don't think there's anything wrong with this, okay? So bear this in mind. Now,
okay, cool. Good link.
Look, right, I don't think, bear with me, I don't think there's anything wrong, right, in going to the cinema alone. I think that's fine. I do it a lot. I like to go to the cinema alone. Yeah, because if you go in the day, in the afternoon, there's no one else there. It's like your own private screening. But the other day, I went to a screening in the cinema. And I thought I'd treat myself to a little drink, if I'm honest with you. And I thought, I'll have a little drink in the cinema.
What time was it?
I can't remember. Afternoon, probably. Yeah, something. I can't remember.
Afternoon.
But I'd be honest, I don't like the beer that a lot of cinemas have. I don't like, you know, they have a fizzy lager. I'm not a big fan of fizzy lager.
A lager beer.
And I didn't want cider.
Sure.
So what I had, and this is the point, I told Cornelius, our paid intern, about this. And he openly mocked me.
Did he?
Yes.
That's rich.
Because I had, on my own,
yeah,
a can.
Okay, hang on, right, yeah.
Of Bacardi.
What?
And Coke.
What, like a pre-made can. Like off of M&S?
From M&S, exactly like that. Of Bacardi and Coke that they sold in the cinema. Didn't want anything else they had to offer, so I thought I'd give it a try. Do you
weird.
Know what? Why is that weird? See, this is it. Why is it weird? Why is that weird?
I find it a bit weird.
It's not like a social drink. Like, it's like a going out drink.
I was out!
Coke.
Yeah. I was in a cinema.
On your own in the cinema.
Getting tanked up for the... What was it? What did you see?
8 for 8.
Wow.
Were you Larry? Did you get Larry after your Bacardi and Coke?
It's one can of Bacardi. Look, yeah. I don't...
It wasn't one of those jumbo Cokes that they have. Just
no, I don't see the problem with having openly
it's
drinking...
a weird drink.
A can... I didn't invent it.
No, I meant just to drink at the cinema.
Why?
In fairness,
what do
weird.
You have at the cinema?
Well, that'd be like eating a spaghetti bolognese at the cinema.
It's not like that at all.
That'd be amazing.
Ronnie, bring your input.
Hello.
Do you look right? So I go to the cinema on my own, and I have a can of Bacardi and Coke.
Yeah.
What's wrong with it?
Personally, I don't drink in the cinema because it makes me need to go to the loo. So that, I guess.
Well, yeah, but it's not.
I like Bacardi and Coke. There's nothing wrong with the drink at all. But I'm.
It's a weird cinema drink. It's weird.
I've got a question, John.
Yes.
The Hateful Eight.
Yes.
Did you go to one where it had an interval?
Yes. That's when I bought my Bacardi drink.
Is it?
Yes.
So you didn't have a drink in the first half?
I had another Bacardi drink.
So you had two?
I enjoyed it so much. I went back in the interval and got another.
You had two cans of Bacardi and Coke?
Yep.
You must have looked like a really lonely hen do.
I don't have any religion.
John Holmes. Radio X. Radio X.
Are we going to give away some meat? And it could well be going this morning. If you were listening 10 minutes ago, you'll know that everyone entering this morning is called Cornelius for reasons that are too complicated to explain. So on the phone is Cornelius. Hello, Cornelius.
Hello, John.
Hi there. Hi, Cornelius. Where are you from, the Cornelius?
Stratford, London.
Stratford, London, not the Upon Avon one. No.
No, not Upon Avon.
Okay, fine. The reason for this, of course, is that we discovered that paid intern Cornelius here in the studio.
Morning.
Gave himself, was allowed to give himself another name at his confirmation. Chose the name Cornelius. So he's now called Cornelius Cornelius. So, in order to make things fair this morning... I know, he's an idiot. In order to make things fair, I said that everyone entering should use the name Cornelius, so that's what's happened. So it's going to be Cornelius versus Cornelius Cornelius.
Bring it on.
In a game of band or title of adult film star, here we go. Alphabetical order, of course. Cornelius. Cornelius in Stratford. A band or adult film title? Planting the Seed. Planting the Seed.
I'm gonna have to go with band.
It is a band, is right, yeah. You're getting help there.
No.
They better be called Cornelius.
Cornelia.
Cornelia? All right, fine. I like the way you've got... is that your wife?
No, my girlfriend.
Okay, I like that you got your girlfriend to help out with adult film title quiz. Interesting. Okay, Cornelius. Band or adult film? Pretty Peaches.
Band.
Adult film. Cornelius. Overdrive. Overdrive.
Oh, adult film.
Yes. Oh. Oh, I know that one, John. Oh, yeah.
I know it well. Yeah.
All right. Band or film, Cornelius. Candyman loses control.
Film.
It's a band.
Ah.
Oh. Cornelius. Dirty South. Dirty South.
Band?
Yes. Cornelius.
Yeah.
To the last man.
Oh, no. Film.
Yes.
Yeah.
Cornelius, the opening of Misty Beethoven.
film?
It's a film, he's right. Cornelius.
That's horrific.
It is horrific, although I haven't seen it. Cornelius.
Yes.
Beethoven.
That's a... Well, it's a composer, so
yes.
Band.
And also a children's film with a dog in it.
Yes.
Half a point. Band or adult film, Cornelius. Raw Meat 6.
I really hope it's a band, yeah.
It's a film. And finally... Cornelius.
Yeah.
Band or film? Lemonade Party.
Oh, film.
It's a film. It's right. It's right. Producer Dave,
John.
Looking increasingly agitated during that quiz, has Cornelius got enough points to win some meat? Although, before you tell us, I didn't ask him what meat he would choose.
Yes.
What meat would you choose should you have enough points? Beef, chicken or lamb?
Ooh, chicken, please.
Chicken. He wants to win a chicken. Does he have enough points to win a chicken?
The scores are John.
Yes.
Cornelius has scored 4 points.
Yes.
Cornelius.
Yes.
Has 2.5 points.
Oh. So Cornelius is the winner. Congratulations, yay! Cornelius. Well done. You've won a chicken. All right, stop now.
Radio X.
Get into the music.
Half a dog.